Just, can I give a thank you just for organising this meeting, for all the hard work that she does in this area. Just to let you know, the bill you heard was for a division and a vote, and there'll be another one soon. What the government's trying to do is to almost make judicial review impossible for people to do. And we know from the Lewisham Hospital campaign how important judicial review are. And you know a government's in trouble when they're trying to reduce the power of the citizen to hold governments to account. And that's why this is a ping pong. The House of Lords bravely rejected the government's changes. The Lib Dems and the Tories, I'm afraid, in the House of Commons are supporting these plans to diminish the ability of citizens, community groups to use judicial review. They're trying to change the law, you remember, post-Lewisham defeat. Now they're trying to change, take away some of the tools that we use to challenge them. So thank you for organising today's meeting. I'm going to say a couple of things firstly. Firstly, I want to pay tribute to Emily, who has been a role model to many of us for the brave stance she's taken, not simply coming forward to be a PBC, but withstanding some of the prejudice that there still exists in our society today. It's really great to have Emily here talking about the work she's doing for, say, our hospitals. And just to say, Chris, I mean, intuition, people say the cliche is mental health services aren't a Cinderella service, but CAMHS is a real problem locally, and young people don't get the help they need. Just in a purely moral case, social case, and economic case, it really needs brewing problems for the future. Look, I want to come and give you a quick landscape of where we are in London. 15 of the 18 NHS trusts in London, 15 out of 18, missed their A&E targets last week. That's how bad things are in London. Croydon, formerly called Mayday Hospital, became the first London hospital to declare a major internal incident. London North West Healthcare Trust is on the black alert with acute pressure on Northwick Park Hospital, and Barking, Havering and Redbridge University Hospitals NHS Trust, which runs Queen's in Romford and King George in Ilford, has been operating at one level short of a major incident since December. And those are the reasons why today's, I think his YouGov poll said that the number one issue that the British public say facing them is the NHS. It's overtaken immigration as the number one concern people have. And you know, it's politics and politicians that decide the fate of the NHS. We shouldn't be embarrassed to talk about the National Health Service. It was politics and politicians that led to the creation of the National Health Service in 1948. It was politics and politicians in 1997 that decided to save the NHS. And, you know, politicians are like Emily, myself and others, and politics are like you, that will save and transform the NHS after May the 7th. And it only happens, I'm afraid, there's never government. We are the only show and tell when it comes to saving and transforming the National Health Service. January is the month where Andy and the team are setting out policies for the NHS going forward. And it's got a really exciting offer, which we'll be sending to you later on. Set later on this month. We'll be sharing some of that with you, physical, mental, and social. But the challenge we have is to speak to voters around the country and persuade them which one the NHS matters, why the power of the government matters as well. I want you to imagine the NHS in 5 years' time, David Cameron has returned as the Prime Minister. I want you to imagine the NHS in 5 years' time, there's more private companies, many of them American, running healthcare in this country. I want you to imagine the sort of thing Chris talks about in 5 years' time, we are in the general election. And it's not just for their party, it's just for people like Emily and me, but it's for our neighbours, friends and family members to make sure that they don't return on May 7th. The final thing is this, we shouldn't be embarrassed of saying that actually one of the ways we're going to pay for the time to care is by making tobacco companies pay much more than they currently are, by making the hedge fund tax avoiders pay much more than they are. And you know what? Those with the shoulders, those who currently own property more than £2 million, should pay a bit more to save and transform the National Health Service. The National Tax is an example of pooling our resources, and it is an example of those with broad shoulders carrying the risk burden, and it is an example of the best of our society. And if blame politicians, They're part of members and activists who can and talk about how they're going to pay for the transformation that's probably just. So let's spend the next 140 days campaigning. And it's given us a task of 4 million conversations. Emily and I promise you 2 million of those. That's what I promise Ed that 2 million of the 4 million conversations will take place in London. Just before you all fall over, last year between January and May we spoke to 1 million members. 1 million members between January and May. I'm confident, because the risk is so stark if we don't win the election, because the prize is so huge if we do, we can do what it's asked us to do, just speak to 4 million people around the country, 2 million of those in London, get Labour MPs returned, get a Labour Prime Minister, a Labour Secretary of State, save and transform the NHS. Thank you very much.